You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, let's do this thing. It's the Wake Up Tucson show, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Ed, it's been such a busy show that I've done no announcements for anything. So I'm going to do the rundown.
I did. I did a couple on the... Go ahead, please.
So you've already talked about the Tuesday event at the Arizona Sands Club, 5:30. It's literally it's going to be the event of the fall. Yeah. Even though fall's only going to be about three, fall's going to be about 3 days, and we're going to go right into winter around this freaking place. So, Arizona Sands Club, 5:30. Please join us. It costs nothing to come in. They're going to provide a great buffet and soft drinks, hard liquor on your own. It's going to be a heck of a party. Heck of a party. Higgins and I are going to be doing election night coverage from St. Philip's Plaza. Live, brought to you by Paul Ash Management, thanks to Bruce and the crew. We will be out there doing a live remote during election night. Ray will be stuck in the little monkey box doing other things while we're doing that. So please join us for that. Coverage starts at 6 p.m. on election evening. And that's enough. I forgot one more thing. This hour of Wake Up Tucson brought to you by our good friends, Capco AZ Central Arizona Block. Frank Antonori, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Frank has the sexiest t-shirt on today.
Yep.
It has a picture of the Rona molecule.
That's right.
And what does it say, Frank?
It says the COVID-19 Survival Club founding member.
One of the first.
Yeah, one of the first. And I got the infection date, June 25th, 2020.
Where do you get such a beast?
So it's on that that t-shirt place that all the Antifa guys go to get their t-shirts. That's where I went and bought it. It's what is it called? Ink or something like that? It's got the little octopus on it.
Frank Antonori goes to the Antifa t-shirt place to get his COVID.
They all go on. It's a t-shirt company that provides you, and you can design your own t-shirt online, and they'll send it to you for I think it's like $22, and it's like $24 with tax. And everything, yeah. So, like, $24, you can go get you your own custom T-shirt.
Look at you. Let's go right to the phone.
All right.
Friend of the show, an old friend of Frank Antonori's, Andy Biggs. Welcome to the DeSimone and Antonori Hour. What's up, buddy?
Wow, I did not know I was going to get ambushed with Antonori. What's happening?
Can we give him a Goomba name? Can we have a Bigaloni or something like that?
We got an Antonori, a DeSimone, a Bigaloni. I don't know if I like Bigaloni. I'll come up with something before.
No, yeah. You just got to come on. You can do better than that.
I'm trying.
I'm thinking the baseball. Biggio. Andy Biggio. Andy, welcome to the show. As a guy who's, a lot of our discussions talk about, lockdowns and stuff like this in the COVID world. Did I just see the Doug Ducey band dancing? Did you see that? That dancing's illegal in Arizona?
Get out of here.
I'm not making that up.
Somebody got to call Kevin Bacon real quick. We need to get the...
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that's the whole thing. It wouldn't surprise me. But I'm wondering if he's saying you can't dance facing each other, but you can dance back to back
with 6 feet apart.
Cheek to cheek, but different cheeks.
All right, here's the thing. So this is from the Phoenix Business Journal. Arizona eases some restrictions on bars, but dancing is prohibited. That is not a Babylon Bee.
What can you say? At some point, the absurdity of it all just grabs you. That's absurd.
Where's
the science? Where's the science behind that?
I can see Dr. Chris. This dancing's very dangerous. Prohibit.
3 weeks of lab testing of dancers. Thank you very much.
My understanding that Dr. Fauci has a double-blind controlled study on dancing.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What's various battles going on in the Congress right now? Where do you want to start, Andy?
You just tell me where you want to go, and we'll just drive the car there.
Let's talk about Hunter Biden. Let's go right for the elephant in the room.
Talk about Bobulinski. Oh. That's the
Bobulinski. Yeah.
Bobulinski, yeah, and that's his real name. That's what's even funnier is that was great when he just dimed the whole Biden family out. It's unbelievable, and nobody's covering it. Andy, what do you make of that? This is unbelievable. The media blackout that's going on with this whole story. It's just alarming that the so-called watchdog of government isn't doing much watching.
Well, they are not credible anymore at all. I mean, think about this. If the shoe was on their other foot, if this was the Trump kids that had been following the president around everywhere, and as President Trump said last night, with a vacuum cleaner just trying to scoop up every dime and dollar,
yep.
You know, this would be the biggest scandal in the world. They'd have not. They wouldn't be just impeaching President Trump. They'd want to impeach his whole darn family. And so they have lost credibility. The media has. They are now less trustworthy than, I can say this as a guy who used to do a lot of trial work, than trial lawyers. They're just not trustworthy. And that's where we're going. And the next thing is the media giants on the tech side, we got to rein them in. We got to do some stuff that's pretty serious because I'm banned. Others are banned. The Trump family was banned. They banned Babylon Bee, speaking of Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
And it's all being driven because they don't want the American people to know the truth. How about just telling the American people the truth and say, you know, you guys are adult enough to determine what you believe and what you don't believe.
I mean, that's the hallmark of a democratic formed country, right? We're a republic, but we're based on the fundamentals of democracy. And usually what happens is under that mindset, what we should be doing is providing the people the information and allowing them to make up their minds. That's what a free government does, right? The government doesn't hide stuff and then mandate and order people and use oppressive methods like these shutdowns and mandatory mask wearing and all this other stuff. They basically say, here's the information. It's on you whether or not you want to put yourself at risk and what level of risk you want to assume, but it's your call. Here's the information. That's the way it should be, but it's not. It's just the paradigm we're in now is just very scary, very scary.
Yeah, that's right. So I was with Christy Noem at an event last night, and one thing she said is this: it's the same thing that you guys have been saying, I've been saying all along. She said, in South Dakota, what we did is she said, we're Republicans and we're free people. We're going to provide the information and knowledge and let people make their decisions.
Yep.
Now, isn't that the rational thing to do?
That's what the basis of this country was founded on. That was the whole point of this country, was to do that.
So
yeah.
The Trump re-election year has caused people to become super petty tyrants, right?
Yeah.
From governors down to county supervisors. Oh, down to the person who's at the produce department yelling at you because you're not wearing your mask in Safeway.
Yeah. It's scary as hell. I mean, it's really frightening for those of us that understand, you know, the concepts of the founding of this country. It's really scary as hell. The problem is most people don't understand that because they're not taught that anymore, and you know, they're taught to be social justice warriors in the universities and whatnot, so they don't really know what they're losing and what they're giving up. They're totally blind to what's happening.
Andy, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, don't forget that the tyranny that we're talking about is it just mirrors what the communists did in Russia and China and wherever they come to power. When they say, hey, we want you to rat out your neighbor on whether they're wearing a mask or social distancing or having more than six people in their home or whatever it is, and you can tell by how many cars are parked out front or whatever, what you are doing is you're effectively weaponizing neighbor against neighbor. You are creating the division and sowing the division in this country necessary for authoritarians to take power. And that's the result of what has happened with this COVID. You've seen authoritarians break out all over this country.
Yep. It's the boiling the frog scenario. They keep moving the ball further and further towards oppression, and it's being done so slowly and methodically, nobody is noticing it.
Andy, can you hold on for one more segment, please?
You bet.
Thank you, buddy. We got Congressman Andy Biggs on the phone, Frank Antonori, Christy Simone, Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform after the bottom of the hour. Wake up, Tucson. We're honoring Doug Ducey banning dancing with every dance song we can find. Hey, get your hands away from her. Let's go. 7 feet of space. All right. Welcome back to the show. 8:21 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Weird Al Yankovic's birthday. A big, big holiday in lots of people's houses there. So
right here.
We're hanging out with a former state senator, Frank Antonori, and of course, current U.S. Congressman Andy Biggs. Andy, welcome back, sir.
Good to be with you. Got that weird Al going. That's fantastic.
This is what we do. We stretch here at the Wake Up Tucson show. Tell me
you might be dancing.
That's true.
Stretching.
Tell me what scares you about the election and what gives you hope about the election of what's going on right now.
Yeah, what's scary is that, for instance, in Arizona, we're returning ballots behind the Democrats in most districts, and that's fairly true and consistent in a lot of places in battleground states. But at the same time, what's giving me hope is our registration numbers a lot higher than the Democrats here. It's improved in Pennsylvania, for instance. There's a 200,000 vote hole to the Democrats where they lost 50,000. We picked up about 150,000 new voters. You've got same trends in Florida and some of the other battleground states. And the other thing that gives me hope is when I'm looking at internal polling, we are seeing a number of Democrats cross over and vote for Republicans. And I believe the president's going to win all of these battleground states. And that's huge, but we need to do things like we got to win our Senate seat. We've got to win North Carolina's Senate seat. If we can, we got to keep Colorado's Senate seat. Those things give me concern.
Schweikert was on yesterday, and his biggest nightmare is just Republicans need to turn in their ballot. He's afraid.
Yeah.
He says Republicans are more afraid of the post office, right? So then they're going to hold on to their ballot.
At the last minute.
Last minute, and then they get there, and the line's 100 deep, and they go, that's a pain in the ass. So that's his fear. Right. He literally was getting excited on the audience going, if you're a Republican, you have not turned your ballot in, please do it now.
And the beauty is that in many counties in Arizona, they've set up special drop-offs for people with mail-in ballots if you don't trust the post office. Like my wife went and dropped our ballots off at the county office in Wilcox, and that goes straight to the county recorder or the county elections department. So there's some security there if you're worried about losing it, especially with all the stories of those mail carriers dumping 150 ballots, 50 ballots in the dumpster here and there. I've seen several of those stories.
Yeah, we have to return ballots, so I'm urging my constituency in my district. The president's going to, here's a little heads up, he's going to be urging via everybody's favorite robocalls in Arizona to return your ballot. It is critical, and that is the concern I have. That's why I'm saying we have districts in our state that like you have certain LDs that I'm seeing have 4,000 and 5,000 vote deficit for Republicans in a plus five Republican legislative district. That tells me that our people are hanging on to the ballot. So the good news is the Republicans were listening when we were talking about concerns with the Postal Service, et cetera. But you got to get them in. You got to get those ballots in.
Yep.
And because if you don't get them in, they don't get counted. When they don't get counted, we lose.
And make sure you vote the whole ballot too, not just for not just for the president. Make sure you go down the entire and flip it over and vote no on those two ballot props on the backside too.
That's right. And the way to think of this too is if we don't get our ballots in, there is no way we can win, because I mean we have the numbers. If our people get out and vote, we can win top to bottom in Arizona and in most of those battleground states. That's why I'm optimistic. And I think don't be surprised if you see a big wave election for President Trump if our voters get out. And what tells me our voters are going to get out, you guys have seen this, the intensity of support for President Trump. You got those pop-up fireworks places you see most places?
Yeah.
We've got pop-up Trump paraphernalia places all over.
I've seen them, and one in the Walmart in Benson, Arizona. Yeah. A guy selling all the Trump flags out of his van. Yep.
It's great.
Yeah.
And that is When's the last time you saw somebody just pop up an awning and say, "Hey, I'm selling Joe Biden commemorative plates"?
Yeah, they're not even doing that at the U of A. And I want to talk about this real quick before we run out of time. So when 12 happened, when Obama got reelected, right? And my friend Joe Higgins and I were talking about this a couple of weeks ago. We were so blinded by our dislike for Barack Obama's policies, right, that we didn't pay attention to voter enthusiasm, right? And when Barack was on the trail, he still had people showing up, good crowds, where there was no motivation for Mitt Romney, right? And I feel like this, there's no motivation. I don't see any palpable motivation for Biden, where, of course, the Trump stuff just keeps blowing up, and that's what gives me hope, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you on that. That's what I'm talking about with the intensity. First of all, this guy works harder than anybody I know, and he's all over the place. He just had COVID, a week ago or something?
Yeah, man.
10 days ago.
I'm going to send him a T-shirt.
Yeah, Frank has a COVID-19 Survival Club T-shirt now walking around.
There you go. There you go. Hey, my band is called Andy Biggs and the COVID-8. So
there you go.
We're half a virus. We don't get all the way.
Yeah, the fear mongering is just so ridiculous. You know, that's the thing. It's out of control.
Andy Biggs, right. Thanks for all that you do. We appreciate it. And again, like I want to keep telling you, I think you have elevated yourself to the leading Republican in the state over the last 6 months. And thanks for fighting the fight.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Frank. Good talking to you.
Yeah, good talking to you. We'll see you.
Next time we'll talk about Fauci trying to cancel your Thanksgiving, okay?
Amen.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Good. All right. Frankie, when we come back, we got Grover Norquist.
The bathtub himself.
The bathtub.
Yeah, when he said he wants to, you know, get the government so small that he can drown it in the bathtub. That was his famous quote. Everybody hated him for that. That was his favorite famous line.
All right, Grover Norquist coming up next. If you missed my interview with Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News, it's on our YouTube page right now. She was the total rip we thought she was going to be. So
is that the Wake Up Tucson or
Christy Wake Up Simone? Wake Up YouTube. Tucson YouTube page.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'll put it up on the DeSimone HQ blog later today. That's also where my voting recommendations are. And there's also the YouTube of the breakdowns of Prop 207 and 208 if you want to understand those a little bit more. So and there was one more thing. Oh, we got this party. You guys got to make sure you come to this party Tuesday night, 5:30, Arizona Sands Club. Wake Up Tucson comments at gmail.com. So Ed Alexander, play some dance music. All right, 8:36 in the morning. It's the Doug Ducey Has Banned Dancing show. Believe it or not, as part of his new Rona regulations, no dancing in Arizona. So we're playing all the songs to honor.
I have to go to Bullhead City just to dance. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, you gotta, that's true.
Jeez.
Isn't Bullhead City in Arizona?
Oh, okay. I have to go to law. They don't look up there, though. They don't care.
He's got Patrick Patak and dance inspectors running around. Let's go to the phones. President of Americans for Tax Reform, Grover Norquist, who thought he was going to have a peaceful conversation with me until I didn't tell him that Frank Antonori is with me today. Frank Antonori, you know Grover Norquist.
Yeah,
well,
we've met a couple times, a long time ago when I was in the legislature.
So, hi, Frank.
Hey, Grover.
So, Grover, tell me about that debate last night.
Well, it was an improvement over the first one. The president was able to make a series of points that raising the corporate income tax hurts workers, that raising the corporate income tax damages the 401ks that 100 million people have. He said many. I wish he'd pointed out 100 million individuals have a 401k, and when the corporate income tax was cut, those 401ks, your life savings became more valuable. They went up. And when COVID hit, they went down, but then never as low as when Biden was in charge, but then back up again as the country began to open up. That the corporate income tax hurts workers because 70% of the money corporations spend goes to workers in wages and compensation. And when you raise taxes on them, that's who gets hurt, 70%. This is not a tax on rich people. It's not a tax on companies. Companies collect the taxes. They don't pay taxes. People pay the taxes at lower wages, and your 401k becomes smaller if you have higher taxes. Biden wants to take it up to 35%, which is 10 points higher than communist China. Okay, so we would be directing investment out of this country into China as you do that. He got him to admit that he's for a carbon tax, a gasoline tax, and that's a tax that would hit all people. You can't promise to only tax people who make $400,000, because several people that I know of personally who make less than $400,000 drive cars and use air conditioning and other forms of energy. That's a tax on everyone. He's promised to take – this didn't get mentioned, but I wish the president had pointed out that Biden wants to double the capital gains tax from 23% to 43%. That is a tremendous increase. That's twice what China pays. Where should I invest? In Biden's America, where the capital gains tax is 40%, or in China, where it's 20%? Well, that's another argument for how Biden would be sending jobs overseas. And, of course, the Obamacare tax, they got into a discussion of Obamacare, and there was there's a $700 to $2,000 tax that was put in to punish you if you didn't buy Obamacare, to make you buy Obamacare. 5 million Americans were hit by that tax, and three-quarters of them earn less than $50,000 a year. So Biden has a history of taxing lower- and middle-income people when he needs money, and the Obamacare tax, the Biden-Obamacare tax, which was ended by the Republicans, he, Biden, has twice during this campaign looked into the TV camera and said, I'll bring it back.
He also said no one lost their insurance under Obamacare.
Yeah.
That was a little bit much because, of course, even the Washington Post gave Obama the number one biggest lie of the year award. That's not what they planned to do, but they had to admit that was the most spectacular lie. I think the most spectacular lie, Biden says that he wouldn't tax anyone making less than $250,000 a year, but you won't lose your health. No one will lose their health insurance was, in fact, way up there. Biden didn't seem to know it. The other thing that we did miss was that Biden is committed to supporting the PRO Act, which is a labor union wish list, and Mark Kelly, who gets support from the FLCIO. Nobody gets support from the FLCIO unless they promise to support the PRO Act. The House has already voted to pass it. Now the Senate that can stop it. The PRO Act would end right to work in Arizona and all 50 states. This is a federal law that says you cannot. There is no right to work without paying union dues in any state, because it's a federal law that said you states can say yes, no on whether you can be forced to join a union. Arizona, going back to 1946, said we're a right to work state. You don't have to pay union dues to work in our state. And Mark Kelly has promised the union bosses that he will vote to end right to work in Arizona. It does not require a vote by the legislature. It is a federal vote. The House has already voted to do it. If Mark Kelly is elected and the Democrats have a majority in the House, in the Senate, they will pass that bill. Right to work will disappear. And every Uber and Lyft driver will find that their job is illegal, because in that PRO Act is the California law, which bans Uber and Lyft drivers from operating as independent contractors. And they want to take that national. And again, Mark Kelly has promised to do this, or he wouldn't have gotten. I mean, it's not a public promise, but it's a private promise. And the unions have bragged. Nobody gets a penny from us unless they swear that they will vote with us on eliminating right to work, on eliminating independent contractor law, and all the other things inside it's called the PRO, the PRO Act. So that's an issue that really has not gotten as much focus as it ought to, because the bill is a list of horribles. And people seem to think, I thought my state voted that we're right to work. Not if Mark Kelly gets in the Senate, not if Obama's the president. They can change that law. It's just a law.
Well, Grover, that was the one thing that helped us out during the recession was our right to work status when we made a lot of those regulatory changes and we put the kibosh on new regulation and rapidly, got the economy going as fast as we could when we lost, a good chunk of our housing market. And that's all union labor, right? A lot of that, the pipesmen, the electricians, the plumbers, the construction. Had we been a union labor state, it would have been a long and slow recovery for the state of Arizona. And it's going to be that way for the whole country. You're right. That's a good point. And I also will keep pointing out, and everybody keeps, bringing it up here, which is a big thing. This China connection, I don't know what it is with the Democrats in China and how they all get these great sweetheart deals. And Mark Kelly, too, got a nice little deal from the Chinese to help him with his little expedition here in Arizona with the company that he started here. But the Biden's getting money from China. I mean, what is this Chinese connection with the Democrats?
Well, China has gone all around the world and given money to politicians. They're all over in Africa and so on, and buying friends. And it's wise of them to do so here. So just people who are open to that level of corruption are likely to be approached.
So they're basically selling out our country, basically, for a benefit from the Chinese government. And be advised, the Chinese government is a communist government. It's the, you know,
it's still in the title.
Yeah, it's still in the title. So I mean, they're literally taking money at the detriment of their own country, which is astonishing to me. That, you know, there was a time in this country back during the big Red Scare that we had, you know, when we were just immensely afraid of communism in this country, and we did everything at every level of government to root out communists. And now it's like we got all these politicians that are, you know, in bed with the Chinese communists. It's just shocking. And, you know, especially with all the stuff that came out about Biden and the Biden family, it's just amazing that there's so many Democratic politicians in bed with the Chinese and the communists. It's just astonishing how anybody could vote for those guys. I just don't understand.
Well, it is a challenge. I think killing right to work in Arizona and threatening the Second Amendment and raising taxes, as Mark Kelly would do, is enough to disqualify him. But if that's not enough, then I think your point that there is a real challenge and a danger, and people need to be aware that China is aggressively buying friends and allies with quote-unquote business deals. This is something we need to worry about. One of the things that I thought it was very important what the president has done to encourage people not to invest in China, but to invest in their home country or in other different countries. If you're going to, you know, some things are made by low-wage nations, don't do China, do Malaysia.
Right.
Do
Indonesia. Vietnam. And,
yeah, all of those, and all those countries are terrified of China. So they're our friends because China makes them our friends by bullying them and threatening them. And he's done a great deal to limit China, going out and stopping them from that 5G Huawei, I'm going to mispronounce it, but the Chinese version where they're trying to, we'll do it very inexpensively. We'll wire your country. Then we can listen to in your country.
Yep.
And the Brits were going to do it. And the Italians are still thinking about it. But Britain announced they pulled back. The president's put a lot of pressure there. It's not too complicated for the press, but since they're not allowed, evidently somebody passed a law and they're not allowed to say anything accurate and nice about the Trump administration, they haven't covered these efforts. There's a guy I went to business school who's over at the State Department whose job it is to help get American businesses to look at other places to diversify their supply chains around the world. This takes real focus. This takes a real serious effort, and the Trump administration has done that. And the president's also made Russia not a world power. How? Fracking, energy exploration. The Russian communists under Biden,
there's a Freudian slip, Grover.
Putin. You know, Putin's been caught funding the green movements in Europe to fight against fracking and against oil exploration. He doesn't want natural gas in Poland to be discovered exploited.
He wants him to buy his Siberian oil.
That's his one chunk of leverage over Europe is the natural gas that he sells them.
Yeah, and Angela Merkel in Germany, he's got the pipeline coming right in. That's right.
And, well, they haven't finished the second one, and the administration is really trying to kill that because it's such a bad idea for Germany to make itself so dependent on Russia. But we now can export natural gas, and now the environmental groups are trying to stop the export ports from being fully developed, but they've all been approved by the Trump administration. So that you don't think of it as a foreign policy issue, but why are we not hearing about Russia buying up friends everywhere? They're not running out of money, but they don't have the cash they used to have. With a world awash in American energy and American natural gas and American oil, Russia doesn't have the power it used to. Iran doesn't. Venezuela doesn't. It really has been a tremendous. It's made the world more peaceful, right? Because who runs the Middle East is a little less interesting when the United States, Canada, and Mexico together can create the world in oil.
We're out of time, so I got one question for you. Under 60 seconds, tell everyone what is at stake. This might be the last time I talk to you before Election Day. What is at stake if somehow the Republicans don't come through, win the presidency and the Senate?
Biden has told you that he will repeal the Trump tax cuts, which means your per-child tax credit will go from $2,000 down to $1,000. A family of four median income will have a $2,000 tax increase. A single parent, one child, median income, $1,300 tax increase. Everybody's tax rates will go up. If you were hit before by the Obamacare penalty tax, that tax, $700 to $2,000, will come back and hit 5 million people at least. They're looking at extending Social Security taxes to small businesses. Any small businesses that nets more than $400,000 will have to pay an additional 6 or 15%, as much as 15% if you're self-employed, tax on a marginal income tax. So it's our friend 50 Cent pointed out that if you live in California or some of these higher tax states, that's going to be a 60% marginal tax rate on individuals. And of course, that only hits higher individuals, but it also hits many millions of small businesses. And it's all not indexed for inflation. So eventually, your children will be paying that.
Yeah. And as 50 Cent said, I don't want to be 20 Cent.
And don't forget, $5 a gallon, $5 a gallon gasoline at the pump when he bans, you know, oil and gas. So that's the other thing.
Grover,
people are going to pay in the pump.
Keep up the good work.
$5.70 in Germany. That's the future they want for us.
Yep.
Grover, thanks for the call. And as always, keep up the good work. And we'll talk to you soon.
Knock 'em dead.
You too. All right. Grover Norquist, Americans for Tax Reform. When we come back, we have one last segment. We'll call it Reflections with Frank. Like Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy on Saturday Night Live. So, Ed, let's get to the rat. Let's go. Dance, dance, dance. Here we go. Ed, Frank's a rat fan.
Oh, yeah. I had every album.
I know the Magnificent Morocco's in this. This is the WWF Land of a Thousand Dances.
Recorded right here in Tucson.
It's true. Yeah.
Jim Brady Studios. Yeah.
So Jim Brady Studios, he's deep in Plissken Acres.
Stone and Glen, yeah.
And so what happened was he had, when wrestlers were coming through and wrestling in Tucson and they had that layover, they would go to Jim's studio and record their songs for the WWF wrestling album.
Because we're
in his studio and he's got like a picture of like Jesse Ventura and these people are like, well, what's this all about? He goes, they recorded most of the WWF wrestling album in Tucson.
Huh.
So here we go.
All right.
Frank Antonori's here. He's got his COVID-19 Survival Club shirt on today.
That's right.
It's yellow. You can see him biohazard
yellow. Went into that.
I was going to have you tell me this other show, but we only got about 3 minutes left. So tell me, for you, this is the last time I'm going to see you on the show till Election Day. Give me the stakes here and what Republicans need to do in less than 3 minutes here.
Yeah, I think Grover pointed out a good point. Your 401k, if you've got a 401k, it's going to get hit hard if Biden gets in there. And he's already talked about eliminating the pre-tax deduction for 401ks as well. So the ability to increase your 401k is going to go down, not to mention the value of that. So a lot of people around here, I know for a fact, a lot of businesses offer 401ks. So there's a lot of people that have 401ks. And this guy's going to go after your 401k. And it's not fair that you have one and a lot of other people don't. So it's part of this wealth distribution scheme they have. And then again, with his attack on energy, I'm telling you, you're going to see back to the good old days when we were paying $5 a gallon when Barack Obama was president and put all these restrictions on oil and gas and made us heavily reliant. They all talk about, oh, we're going to be independent with solar. Solar didn't do crap for making us independent. You know, creating our own energy sources in the U.S., but like in my home state of Pennsylvania, that state's booming now for natural gas. That's what's at stake.
There's a great compilation.
We're going to lose it.
On YouTube, where they have every president from Dwight Eisenhower to Barack in a public speech saying we're gonna eliminate our reliance on foreign oil,
and Trump did it. And Trump did it. And you know, and that's why gas is only $2 a gallon. You know, it could be even cheaper, as a matter of fact, if we increase even more. We're the Saudi Arabia of coal. in this country. The majority of our electrical generation is generated with coal. If he goes after the coal industry, your electric bill is going to go through the roof. And that's back to what Grover's saying. Everybody's saying, oh, they're only going to tax the people making $400,000 a year. It's bigger than that. Everybody's going to feel a Biden administration in the wallet. So if you're voting, vote with your wallet and make sure you keep this economy going and keep prices down.
Well, if you go after people who are making $400,000 or more, this is just like Prop 208 with the 250 or more, and they're an LLC that their money goes into their personal, flows to their personal.
Yep.
That's a business with expenses. They're not netting 250, but if you're grossing 250 or 400,
right,
it's going to hurt.
Yeah. And then if you're a gun owner, they're going to make you a criminal. They are literally going to make it illegal to own an AR-15. If you currently own an AR-15 or any semi-automatic rifle, they're going to ban those and make you a felon if you have that. And that is going to create an unbelievable crisis in this country.
Return your ballots.
Yeah, get your ballots in. And if you haven't voted, do the right thing. Go find out where your polling place is and go stand in line. It's a small price to pay. I've seen, unfortunately, guys pay the ultimate price for protecting the freedom of this country. And I vote for them. They're not here. They can't vote now. They gave it all. And they're buried in Arlington. But we got to go vote for those guys. Do it for them.
Frank, thanks for a good hour radio, man. Everyone, have a great weekend. Zach's coming up next. If you missed anything, KVOI.com.